15th parak Yevamos Mishnah Vav. Ha'isha shaholcha hi ubailam dina sayam. A woman went with her husband overseas. Uba va'amra meiz bal, and she said, my husband died. She's believed, like we saw earlier in the parak. So me'el tinasa v'tito ksuvasa, like we saw before, she could get married and she could get a ksuva. But sarasa sura, we learned before that co-wives cannot testify for one another. So even though she's permitting herself, she's not believed in respect to the sister. I'm going to say, Hamanu Shach will be permitting her for herself, so she must be saying the truth in respect to herself. No, we do not believe her in respect to her tzara. Yeah, maybe she's willing to get herself in trouble and the tzara also in trouble. Yeah, Aiza Bas Yisrael Akoyen Teichal Betruma. If she was a Bas Yisrael, the tzara we're talking about now was a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen, she can continue eating truma. This is a chiddush. This is Divrei Rabbi Tafan. Rabbi Tafan says, so much so we do not believe this woman in respect to her co-wife, that her co-wife is still considered married to a Kohen, and lakula she could eat truma. So it's coming out a very amazing thing here. One wife was saying that we're permitting her to be married, that her husband's dead, and the other wife was saying, in respect to the husband's alive, ad kidei kach, they could still eat truma. That's Rabbi Tarvin's opinion. That we can't let her eat the truma. This is, we're getting into trouble with Haveris, that her husband may be dead, because we do seem to believe the other wife, and therefore, lechumra, she should not eat truma. Yeah. The only way we can prevent her from averus is that she's still married and not remarried, that she's not married and not let her eat shumah.